You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
20% of the world's oil supply has been shut off over the past week due to Iran's effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Petrol prices have reached $3 a litre, with some stations running out of fuel due to demand. New Zealand imports all of our petrol, diesel and jet fuel, making us especially vulnerable to global oil crises. We are particularly dependent on oil for transport, with electricity accounting for just 0.5% of domestic transport energy. Instead of focusing on alternatives to petrol dependency in transport, government funding has been withdrawn from public transport and electric car incentives in favour of new roading projects. I spoke to Dr. Timothy Welch, senior lecturer at the University of Auckland and an expert in transportation and infrastructure, about how New Zealand can move away from car dependency and our reliance on foreign oil imports. I started by asking if he could provide some context about what's happening, specifically why oil prices are suddenly rising.
Yeah, so we've seen oil prices kind of going up quite a bit over the years, but the sudden spike in prices are directly attributable to kind of the action happening in Iran. So the U.S. attacks on Iran have threatened oil supplies, and kind of retaliation or threats of retaliation on the Strait of Hormuz and other oil production facilities means that a lot of the supply that we depend on is threatened or potentially uncertain. We don't know when it will get it. And the fact that we don't refine any oil within our own borders means that we're kind of reliant on all the oil shifting through the Mideast and through other countries, which adds a lot more pressure and uncertainty to oil prices and futures.
New Zealand gets the vast majority of its electricity from renewable sources. So why is this such a big issue for us?
Yeah, I mean, on average, our electricity is 85% from renewable sources, but we've hit over 96% at times. So massive amounts come from everything that's not petrol, not oil. But 40% of our energy consumption in this country, it comes in the form of burning fossil fuels for transportation. So while our houses and businesses and factories are powered by renewable sources, everything on the road, well, not everything, but a huge majority of things on the road are still powered by petrol, which means we still have a huge reliance on fossil fuels.
Do policies like the clean car discount work to solve this issue of car dependency?
Clean car discount had a number of limitations, and there are a lot of valid criticisms around it and ways that we could have spent money potentially more effectively on other things. But at the end of the day, one of the things it definitely did is increase the number of EVs in the country. We don't have any domestic production of vehicles, especially electric vehicles, in New Zealand. So we have to kind of offer a lot of incentives to bring them in affordably. And while, you know, people argue that the discount did apply predominantly to higher income people, the fact is that our EV fleet grew by over 50% per year during the discount period, and then shrank down considerably to just about 10% of the fleet after the discount ended. So it was effective in creating a market for EVs and bringing many more electric vehicles into the country.
Does more also need to be done to encourage public transport use, and what can be done in this area?
Yes, I mean, one of the big things that will naturally drive public transport use is increased prices at the pump. People will start to do the math, and public transport will be usually a clear winner in terms of the cost on a daily basis. But we can do a lot more. We used to have much higher discounts for youth under 25. We had, free fare days often. We had half-price fares. All of those things provided large boosts to total public transport ridership, and a lot of those things we've gotten rid of. So we could kind of go back to some of those policies, make it more affordable to use public transport, and take a lot of pressure off of our petrol supply and off of our roads in general.
On that topic, I want to zoom out for a second. Do you see this as an opportunity to reimagine our entire transport infrastructure, maybe to make us less dependent on foreign oil supplies?
Ideally, this is something we would really take seriously and say this isn't just another, it's temporary period of pain that we have to pay for, but this may be a radical shift in the way we view our transportation system. More cynically, though, if we look at kind of our historic response to changes in oil prices, we'll try to do whatever we can to drop those prices and wait for them to drop on the global market and go back to the way we are doing things. But ideally, yes, we would certainly reconsider our entire transportation system and try more seriously to wean ourselves off of foreign oil as the major driver of our transport system.
What needs to change to make this kind of thing happen? Is it purely a mindset shift, or is there huge spending required?
There's less spending than we would expect to make a real shift into things like public transport, cycling, and walking a reality. A lot of the infrastructure we need for better public transportation is there. But what we need is faster, more reliable public transport. We need more buses on the road. We need more reliable schedules. We need them to come at a time where you don't have to look up a schedule and wait for the bus. It just comes on time, or a train comes quickly. Those sort of things can happen very quickly. We need better cycling infrastructure, safer cycling infrastructure. That's a lot cheaper to build than it is to build a road. And if we have that infrastructure, we can encourage more people to use public transport, to use cycling and walking as a real alternative to driving. So it's not just a mindset, but it's creating opportunities for people to use these other modes first. And if we do that, then people will naturally kind of shift to these more reliable, more affordable modes rather quickly.
And I want to end just asking about one other possibility. Other places are implementing strict fuel-saving measures. Sri Lanka, for example, has made every Wednesday a public holiday so people aren't doing their daily commute or using fuel in that way. Do you see policies like this on the horizon for New Zealand?
It's possible. We've tried this sort of thing before. To much criticism, but the numbers show that it was rather somewhat effective at reducing demand. But these are just temporary stopgaps. So we've done this. Other countries have done this in the 1970s when the OPEC was holding back supplies as well, and prices shot up then and supply dropped. But these are all just temporary measures. If we want to be serious about this and kind of make ourselves more immune to oil price shocks, then we need something long-term. We need a way of providing people an alternative for a long period of time, not just over a few weeks or months, but over their work life, over their daily lives, to be able to get out of the car and use other modes and not depend on filling up every week or every few days at the pump. The rationing can help in the short term, but long term, we really need to make significant changes to our entire transportation system.
That was Dr. Timothy Welch, Senior Lecturer at the University of Auckland, on rising fuel costs, New Zealand's dependency on petrol, and alternative ways of thinking about transport.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.